It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, a conversation with the author of this year's One Maryland One book selection. Reina Grande will join me in a few minutes to talk about her memoir, The Distance Between Us. But first, the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company has moved from its Ellicott City base to a beautiful new theater in downtown Baltimore. Their first production in their new digs is Shakespeare's classic comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see it, and here's her review.
Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream is a play about transformations. That makes it an ideal inaugural production for the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, which has undergone a major transformation of its own. The 12-year-old company has moved from Howard County to Baltimore and into its first permanent indoor space. That space itself is a place of transformation. Built in 1885 as Mercantile Safe Deposit and Trust, the building on the corner of Calvert and Redwood has had many lives, most recently as a nightclub. Chesapeake Shakespeare neatly retrofitted the ornate interior with a three-tiered 260-seat theater inspired by Shakespeare's Globe. Its production of A Midsummer Night's Dream makes actors and audience feel right at home in this glorious space. Actors move among the theatergoers. Live music by songwriters ranging from Henry Mancini to Screamin' Jay Hawkins punctuates the play. Puck, the sprite who does the Fairy King's bidding, practically soars around the theater's various levels. And the tradesmen who perform the comical play within the play at the wedding of the Duke of Athens are working at the Duke's palace. They do repairs, move furniture, at one point clean up spilled champagne. You can almost picture these Shakespearean workmen putting the finishing touches on this very building, then stepping on stage to play their parts. Shakespeare's play, of course, is about love among three distinct groups of lovers. There are the royals, represented by the Duke of Athens and his bride, the Queen of the Amazons. There are the monarchs of the fairy kingdom, Oberon and Titania. And there are two pairs of young lovers so interchangeable, even they have difficulty sorting out whom they love. Even so, Audrey Berthaud distinguishes herself as Helena, bringing a Carol Burnett-like sensibility to this much-put-upon character. The rude mechanicals, or workmen, make up a fourth stratum of society. Under Ian Gallinar's direction, the actors who play these well-meaning bumblers deliver some of the production's best, most consistent work. Gregory Burgess leads this intrepid pack as stage-struck Bottom the Weaver. A blowhard Burgess makes endearing. Bottom is the sad soul transmogrified by Puck. The poor weaver has no idea that Puck has given him a donkey's head, terrifying his cronies and bewitching Titania into falling in love with him.
I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to frighten me if they could. But I will not stir from this place, do what they can. I will walk around here, and I will sing, that they shall know that I am not afraid.
Lauren Engler's Titania and David Mavrikos' Oberon aren't especially commanding figures, although Titania's band of fairies is a tough, earthy lot. A few actors overdo their performances, perhaps because they're more accustomed to performing outdoors at Chesapeake Shakespeare's summer venue. The standout performance is Vince Isenson's portrayal of Puck, who stirs up most of the play's mischief. When he isn't moving at warp speed, this Puck has a delightful knack for putting a slow motion or even stop action spell on the other characters. And he brings an amusing country western twang to his delivery.
When thou wakest, thou takest true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye, and the country proverb known that every man should take his own, in your waking shall be shown, Jack shall have Jill, not shall go ill, the man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
Designer Christina Lambden's costumes have clever touches, especially those worn by the workmen in the play within the play. Bottom's crucial donkey mask, a full-head rubber mask, is a poor choice, however, muffling some of the actor's words. This is Chesapeake Shakespeare and artistic director Ian Gallinar's third Midsummer Night's Dream. It may be the perfect outdoor play, but it shows the company's new indoor theater off to advantage. Welcome to Baltimore, Chesapeake Shakespeare.
Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. A Midsummer Night's Dream is at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company until October 12th. Come to our website, wypr.org, for more information. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.